Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. You are listening at a good time because at the end of last week, we returned to our ongoing series, God and Abraham, in Genesis chapter 15. I remind you that on Friday, we learned that God speaks and Abram listens, and this was a pattern in Abram's life. Only rarely does the scripture record Abram speaking to God. For the most part, Abraham, listened to the Lord. What a lesson for us, especially those of us who love to talk. Again, our forefather in the faith, Abraham, mentors us. Be quick to listen to God and slow to speak. This leads us, at the start of a new week, to discuss the way in which God speaks. Notice this, in Genesis 15, God speaks to Abram in the way of a prophet. I have told you this before, Abraham is a prophet. Genesis chapter 20, verse 17 says, he, meaning Abraham, is a prophet. Genesis 20, 17. Usually when we think of Abraham, we do not think of him in this way, but that is part of who he is. When we do think of prophets, we think of, say, Jeremiah. So if you are following along in your Bible, put a marker at Jeremiah chapter 34. That's Jeremiah 34. What I want to do is compare the way in which God speaks to Abram and Jeremiah, both men, prophets. This is often a profitable exercise in our precise study of the Bible to compare what we find in one scripture to what is in another scripture, sometimes miles apart on the page, so that we can easily trace the consistency in which God moves and ministers to his people. We will do that again now. I trust you have your place in your Bible. This is Genesis 15, verses 1 and 4. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram, and then drop down to verse 4, then behold, the word of the Lord came to Abram. Now listen to Jeremiah chapter 34 and verse 12. If you have Jeremiah 34, drop down to verse 12. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Do you hear the comparison? The similarity is exact. The word of the Lord came to Abram. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. God spoke to his prophets, Abram and Jeremiah, in the same way. Now, do not close the book on Abraham or Jeremiah just yet. We have seen the way in which God speaks to both prophets is the same, and now notice that the timing of the content God shares with each prophet is the same. That is, both Abram and Jeremiah receive words from God that involve delayed promises. Delayed promises. We continue now with the comparison in the Word of God. Let me drop down in Genesis chapter 15 to the content of God's message to his servant Abram in the ongoing vision we will read about. Today I am interested in verses 12 through 16. This is Genesis chapter 15, beginning in verse 12. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abram, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. Now, those words from God to Abram involved a delayed promise. Actually, several delayed promises, plural. For example, God says, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. This, of course, happens exactly as God said it would, but not even close to right away. Let me put the timing of this in terms of how much farther along in the Bible we have to go to read about this exile out of the land of Canaan. These 400 years away from the promised land that Abram's descendants will endure. Why, we have to read all the way through the rest of Genesis, that's 36 more chapters, and then get into the book of the Exodus to read about the Israelites enslaved and oppressed in Egypt. In verse 16 of Genesis 15, God promised Abram that in the fourth generation, they will return here. Talk about a delay. Abram will live a long life. But he will be dead and buried a long time before his descendants make it back to Canaan. Right in this opening book of the whole Bible, we learn alongside Abram that God makes promises and then there is a delay, a lengthy period of time before those promises come to fruition. And when we get into verse 2 of this 15th chapter of Genesis, we are going to hear Abram complain to God about one of God's promises that is already delayed. But I will leave that for until after we are finished with verse 1. And someone might be tempted to say, well, just with God's promises to Abram, there is a delay, right? No. Let's turn back to the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah. This time at chapter 25. In a moment, I will read Jeremiah 25, verse 11. But as you find your place, some background. If you have read this prophet, then you know God's people are a mess. They have been sinning and sinning boldly against the Lord for a period identified as 23 years. As again and again, Jeremiah prophesied against their sin, urging them to repent before God, but the people would not listen. They would not turn from their evil ways and deeds, and they continued to pursue the worship of false gods and idols right in God's promised land. Jeremiah spoke to a people who absolutely refused to obey God. And so in verse 11 of Jeremiah 25, God says this, "This whole land will be a desolation and a horror, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Through the voice of his prophet, God makes a promise. God commits his people to exile. What we know as the Babylonian captivity will commence. This is holy God's judgment against sin. Whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and here now is his firm hand on the lives of the Hebrews removed from Israel to Babylon. And when we keep reading, we learn this is exactly what happened. God makes a promise, and he always keeps it. However, we should read the next verse. There's another dimension to God's promise, and this part includes hope for the faithful remnant. Those who were committed to God and living holy lives dedicated to him amidst such apostasy. I'm reading now Jeremiah 25, verse 12. "Then it will be when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans. I will make an everlasting desolation." So this exile will last a period of 70 years, and then God will punish the king of Babylon because the Babylonians took his people, the Israelites, Abraham's descendants, into captivity. God turns the tables on the Babylonians, making them a desolation. The land of the Chaldeans then pays the price. As bad as it will be to be dragged off into exile, verse 11, there is still hope coming from the mouth of God, verse 12, a return to the promised land after 70 years outside of it. The point of comparing Abraham and Jeremiah is this: God speaks to both prophets in the same way, and both receive words from God that involve delayed promises. Tremper Longman and David Garland write, "As the author Moses has shown, Abram's predicament is not too far from that of later generations of God's people. Abram, too, must wait in faith for the fulfillment of the promise." End quote. The promise God made to Abram, as we read earlier in Genesis 15, verses 12 through 16, that promise is not fulfilled until much, much later. The promise God made to Jeremiah, as we read, that promise will not be fulfilled until 70 years later. That's a very long time. 70 years. What we have learned will unfold in a significant way as we make progress in the verses of this very fine chapter in the Bible. Stay tuned. The application for us is obvious. Like Abram and Jeremiah and all the people of God, we have the promises of God for us, but we must learn to wait on the Lord for fulfillment. And His timing, as you very likely already know, His timing is not our timing. Are you waiting for God to fulfill one of His promises to you? Well, this text is a timely one in your life because Abram will soon confront the Lord asking about an heir. When will God fulfill His promise? Well, let's wait with Abram and find out. So do be with us tomorrow and all this week for more, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.